What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Episode 9, Patrick Gale Show, doing big things. Hottest show in the streets, obviously. They know we got we do so special here, Coach. They know, Coach, we feel so special. And Coach Gale has a brand like no others. We using that brand and riding that wave. Coach Gale, man, right there, the man in the black jacket right there. It's cold in Georgia. It's Coach Patrick Gale.
In Georgia. It's cold in Georgia.
What's up, Coach? How you doing after two victories that
man,
we had
claimed
last episode 8, Coach?
You know what? I'm very, very blessed that I have life, that I can actually see the sun for a little bit. It was raining a little bit. So, you know, thank the Lord for another day.
It's raining here in Atlanta. It is 27 degrees.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. It's about to get colder tonight. So, you know, where we're going this weekend is going to be really cold. So, you know, hey, you gotta love winter. It's January.
Yes. You know what, Coach? This January, this is why we know that global warming is real, and maybe that Revelation is telling us something, because you're getting tornadoes one week, storm ice the next
That's
week.
True.
Because Revelation did say that you all know that they tell us when the seasons, when it's time to go down.
Hey, that's so true, man. That's why you gotta stay close to the Lord, because you don't know what's gonna happen. And if you're not close to the Lord, you're gonna be scared and in fear. But those who are, you know, we just observe, we watch, and we're ready for it.
No doubt, Coach. Observe and watch it all. We know that's going on already.
Gotta keep all eyes open.
Coach, you know, observing and watching is going on in one way and more.
Hey, there's a lot of watching going on, and you're either being watched or you're watching someone else. But there's a lot of watching going on.
Yeah, right. I mean, I was shot, Coach. I really was.
Hey, JR, you said the show is the hottest thing on the streets. Nah, you're the hottest thing on the streets, man. I'm just happy to be in your graces, man. You're the hottest thing on the streets.
Hey, man, it's hilarious, man. And coach, I know you had a great win this weekend, but I know things didn't make you as happy as you wanted to make you. But the fact that your young men persevered and got the job, and despite those things, so you can learn from with a win.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? I have to give, a lot of the credit to my assistant, Coach White. I don't think, as people are watching the NFL playoffs right now, and people are talking about coaches being fired and this coach going there, what you guys don't understand is that the staffs that are connected to the coaches don't know what's going on either. And they work hard. As much as a head coach works hard, the assistant coaches, if you're a good one, works harder than the head coach. And Coach White works tirelessly, preparing our guys. And it's very disappointing, when we work so hard and we have to, in the game, even work harder. 49 turnovers in 2 games is unacceptable. I think we had 18 missed free throws last night. We missed a ton of free throws on Saturday, and they're both home games. That's unacceptable. So I have to give a lot of credit to my assistant, Coach White, and definitely give credit to the guys because they're on the court, working physically, but mental fatigue, and you can see it on a lot of coaches, at the professional level in the NFL. Mental fatigue is a lot more straining than physical fatigue. So we hope that our guys can get a little bit more mental toughness and more emotional intelligence to finish games out. And free throws is just about, mental toughness. So we have to do better. And turnovers, mental toughness. Now, not with that said, Earl Waters and Savannah State play absolutely great defense. So I'm not taking any credit away from them. And I did say that Earl Waters would first force a lot of turnovers, and they did. They actually forced more than their average. And Savannah State, Coach Broadnax does a great job. It's always a defensive struggle to play against him, but we have to do better taking care of the ball and putting the ball in the basket from the free throw line.
No doubt, because those points that catch up with you, especially like for me, Coach Gale, one and one for any miss is like missing two free throws to me.
That's right.
Or turnover.
That's
I
right.
look at it, turnover or missing two free throws. However you look at it, I look at it, they look at it that way. Missed opportunities, and especially games become more important because that's SIAC East is hard. And every point matters.
JR, how would you know about that? Do you have any personal witness to how hard the East is?
I think I'll do it more ways than one, coach.
No, that's SIAC East. All the coaches have said the same thing that I talked to. It's a gauntlet. And I'm gonna put it in, and we prophesize on this show. The SIAC is gonna have three teams in the NCAA regional tournament, and they're gonna be three deserving teams, So it is a gauntlet to play on the East. Every game, every possession is gonna be so much greater, as we go forward to the end of the season. So we have to take care of business on the free throw line and taking care of the ball.
And coach, you guys have to really just say, hey, look, I'm after practice, I gotta shoot up 100, 200 for those because I'm tired anyway.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, JR? One of my old players said, hey, coach, you still make them run for missed free throws? We do all of that. It comes down to mental toughness. And I guess the best analogy would be if you're in a class, the professor says you start out with an A, you have to do your studying. So you can study at home, you can pay attention in class, but when the test date comes and you're not mentally focused and prepared, when you've already seen these questions and you've already had, if you're doing math, you've already practiced these problems, if you're not mentally ready to answer those questions, then you have to look at your preparation internally. You can't look at the class and the professor. You can't look at your study group. You have to look at what you're doing different. So when you're on that free throw line, you have to practice that same routine, whether you're in the game, whether you're tired, whether you're in practice, whether you're by yourself in the gym. At this time of year, I tell my guys, when you guys, and they're in the gym, when you work out, the best thing you could do is shoot. You know, all the other stuff that, you know, you see that people are doing at this time of year in conference, you got to be in routine. You have to be in rhythm, you know. So to me, that's all mental. It's all mental.
And, Coach, you're talking to at least a 12, 13-time basketball champ free throw shooter right here.
Is that right, JR?
Yes.
So I was always routine on the line, JR. What's your routine?
It's not like my jump shot, but I get on the nail, kind of slant it to the left, and I'll do this little routine. I'm shooting back in.
Okay.
So, like, if you stand straight down the nail, if you're tired, it's going to go off. But for me, if I'm slanted to my feet slant to the left on the nail, coming back with this little kind of, it's going to go in because I'm giving it that angle to go to the right. I got some margin for error.
Right.
And now me personally, I didn't get off the line between first, second, shake. I didn't get off the line.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Because yeah. I knew my stance, and you can talk all the crap you want to. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I typically shot it between 89 and 91 free throw line because my routine is like, I knew what for a reason, I decided to slant and come back with, so I could angle it back to the right, have March Ferry. If you're down in the middle on the nail, you off. Mm-hmm. So I try to slant it so I get myself shooting toward the right some opportunity. Mm-hmm. If I was tired, if I was a little bit off, I had a chance still, and most time it worked.
Well, my former player, he actually played overseas a little bit. Actually, big up, Tim Sada, my former player from St. Thomas University. This is where he played. But he shot 90% his senior year, and he played like 35 minutes a game. I believe he led us in scoring. And, you know, he would be in the gym by himself shooting free throws. And he always said, Coach, I've got to remember to trust my legs. So to me, it starts with your base. Mm-hmm. And I tell my guys all the time, you have to shoot the same shot. You have to have the same routine. Obviously, your elbow and your follow through is everything, but it starts with your base. You have to trust your base, trust your legs. And I think, again, that's mental. To me, free throws is more about how it feels more than logic. If I feel the same way every time, the shot's going to come off the same time. And you know what it goes back into? It goes back into physics. So if you can make it feel the same, that means your body's giving the same force. And like you said, give the same arc and the same angle. But it has to be something that has to be broken down mentally.
Yeah, you have to find what works for you. But I'll try to tell guys, I will get off the nail. That's my, because yeah. Straight down on the nail, you trying to shoot the ball straight. And when your legs are gone or you don't have it, it's going to show. You don't need to shoot it short or long. But with my shot, I had enough arc on it. I've been in my knees and coming back with it. So, like, I knew what to, and it took me about 11 years old to figure it out.
Well, that's the job of the coach to continue to push and to continue to work these guys, and you can't simulate game situations. And that's why I said it's definitely mental, and it's definitely something that they're going to have to do internally. But we better fix it. That's all I know.
You know what, Coach? You know, when I was a young man, you know, it wasn't much of Hawks player that got my attention. You know, I like Charles Oakley, Charles Smith, and Horace Grant shooting those jumpers. So my dad would feed me the ball and have me shoot those jumpers like Oakley, and they would take those around the you know, the right blood 3-point line, right around the elbows, get those little jumpers, and they would get open. You know, when you're getting double teamed, or whoever's getting double teamed, kick it out to Horace Grant with wings of the Magic or the Bulls, and shoot that little jumper right there, boom, and knock it down. So my dad, my Fisher Price goal, or go to the real gym, the YMCA, you know, feed me the ball and do what I do. So it was like, my dad drilled me on these things.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, again, yeah, well, we know how great your dad is, man. It's all about discipline, and it's all about keeping that routine and finding what works for you, number one, and then staying with it every day.
And you know what? He also helped me work on, you know, that pump fake drive. So he said, when they go start closing out,
best thing in basketball. That's right. The best thing in basketball is the shot fake. That's the number one thing in basketball. If you should, if you make one, they're going to come flying at you on the next one. So that's the best thing in basketball.
Now, the thing he didn't teach me was how to draw five out. He said, no, you just drive the bat. You know, I want to do all that stupid drawing the foul garbage. It's like somebody else I know does. But I'm not going to say that.
Well, you know, you can't rely on the whistle, because the whistle's not going to be the same. That you can't control. But you can control
everything else. He was always like, hey, you drive that ball and then get worried about the whistle at the basket.
Right. That's right. You can control everything else, but you can't control the whistle.
You know, and coach, with this base game, like, I remember we used to run double screens off the baseline to get a little mid-range jumper on the baseline. Now, hey, we run in double and triple screens to get threes.
The game's expanded a little bit, and you can thank Steph Curry for changing the game. And he's also another great free throw shooter. And if you watch him, he has a routine before and after his free throw goes in, and it's all mental. I could tell. You know, Ray Allen's another one. He made a great commercial about, you know, he basically gave the blueprint of how to shoot free throws and how to kind of block everything out and be mentally just locked in with the rim. So, you know, the game has changed. The game has expanded out. It's helped guys that are a little bit smaller to be effective, which is awesome. But, you know, then you have guys like Victor Wembanyama, that's the longest you've ever seen play, you know, on the perimeter. And he's just as skilled as a guard. So the game's in a great place right now.
And dude had 20 and 10 in the second half.
Talent, and this is his rookie year. Wait till he really figures it out in 3 or 4 years. He's going to be really dominant, but it's exciting to see. And there's going to be more guys behind him, you know, that are going to be very good. And now he's going to affect, you know, 11 and 12 year olds currently in, you know, 8 or 9 years. Look at what they're going to be. So I'm excited for the game.
And coaches made me laugh. Think about it. You know, my dad would call five was like eight. The weak side corner guy runs on the baseline for a double screen and get that mid-range jump right there on the baseline. Hell, he looks – when he's back, he's called five. And he would say his little something else.
But that's great that you remember your play calls, man. That means you had a great coach, and that means you were a great learner.
And four down was to get a down screen for the four man to get an elbow jumper. So I remember all those different plays.
So your dad loved the mid-range game.
But back then, it's all we had. Remember, it ain't quite basically the 3-point line yet. So,
yeah. Well, I feel like the mid-range game still needs to be around. To me, that actually gets you your rhythm. You know, if you're the Kevin Durant, I think he shoot like near 50%, you know, from the 3-point line. But he still, you know, gets to his mid-range game. I mean, these are just excellent shooters that, you know, and they're so skilled. They're so long. I mean, like I said, what I love is that they have put so many seeds out there globally in teaching young people how to play. And it starts with dribble, passing, and shooting. As great of a shooter as Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are, even Wembanyama, they're great passers. They're great ball handlers.
Yeah, you know, my dad loved DeRozan. He loves my man, you know. Dude, man, look, he loves all the mid-range dudes. Like, he loves DeAndre Hunter for that. He loves Jonte Murray for that, who needs love. Jonte, I love you, brother. It's not your fault. But, he loves Kawhi Leonard because the same thing. And even Paul George, to a degree, does it as well.
Yeah.
So he loves getting that because he feels like you can get on 3-point line. They can kind of close out to you. Just, you know, attack you mid-range. They got to kind of, okay, I can't come out too far. I got to kind of defend the drive. So you put them in conflict. My dad's thing was putting people in conflict.
Well, I have to shout out my guy in New York right now, Jalen Brunson, but shout out more so Jay Wright and the staff that he had, that he played for in Villanova, because they did a great job of teaching guards the pivot and teaching guards how to not only play mid-range, but how to play in the post and how to use your pivot and how to use your rip through and how to use your triple threat. I mean, I'm from, you know, a place where Hubie Brown, Rick Pitino, those guys, Pat Riley, those guys taught not just the offensive game, but the defensive game. And I see guys like Jay Wright, Tubby Smith, Kelvin Sampson, you know, guys that not only teach the fundamentals of the game, but also teach the defensive fundamentals, you know, how to play with angles, how to use space to keep the ball in front, moving your feet, you know, chesting up, walling up. I mean, kudos to those guys and what they've done for the game.
No doubt. You know what, Coach? I'm one of the Browns camps in Atlanta. When he wasn't coaching anymore, but he still had camps in Atlanta. He still lives here, actually.
Listen, Hubie Brown, I remember growing up in New York and listening on the radio and listening to Hubie Brown and listening to Nick Games and being excited to watch him on CBS and just learn and just be a sponge with everything that he said, you know, and how to play. And it was almost like if you grew up in New York back in the 80s, and 90s and late 70s, it was almost like Hubie Brown was speaking to you personally, because he's such a great teacher. And like you talked about his camps, I wasn't blessed enough to go to his camps, but I definitely learned just by watching and listening on the radio and going out in the playground. And, you know, we used to play right there in our driveway in New York and Brooklyn. And we would, here's the crazy thing. Some people use crates. Growing up, I would use like the brick outline and just shoot off the brick and just dribble in the street and dribble, you know, on the sidewalk. That's why so many New York guys can handle, because everywhere we had a ball, we would dribble. We would dribble in the house. We would dribble on the sidewalk. We would dribble everywhere we went. But, you know, going to the playground, all we did was practice what Hubie Brown taught us. So, man, I love Hubie Brown. I've never met him. But to me, that's my number one all-time favorite coach. I love Hubie Brown.
It's funny, we see him say, he was one of my campers. I'm so proud of this young man.
Well, Hubie Brown and this guy right here, the all-time legend, John
Thompson. I saw his son Saturday when the Wizards were in town. John Thompson.
Awesome. Those two guys, I grew up on those two guys. If you wanted to play for John Thompson, man, I loved John Thompson in Georgetown, man. And you could speak to any coach. John Thompson, for me, Hubie Brown, being from New York, those two guys were you can't say anything about those two coaches. That's how I learned the game.
No doubt. Think about this, Coach. I've been to the camps of the Czar, Mike Fratello, who's coach of the Hawks, Lenny Wilkins.
Lenny Wilkins, yep.
I've been blessed to be around some good coaches in their camp. So, in this, no, it was like being from Atlanta, it's like, man, look, it was the best thing to do for me, you know, going to these camps, learning from these guys, and, you know, bringing back to my dad what I learned, and, you know, yeah. And he putting his own twist on it, you know.
And you know what's funny? So many coaches that are coaching now started just like you. You know, these camps are so important. And, you know, guys like that, that give their time and really teach, you know, and really engage. I mean, I tell when we do our camp, we do a prospect camp, you know, every October. And then we also do it in May. And that's a big thing for my guys. That's like a team bonding thing. You know, our guys volunteer for it. And I tell these guys that these kids, they need your teaching. They want to be where you are. They can't touch and talk to the NBA players or the big Power Five guys, but they can talk to you that are still college athletes. And college basketball at any level is big time. I tell my guys that all the time. So you have a responsibility to make sure these young people are learning the fundamentals of the game and learning what it takes to get there.
And Coach, I'll tell you this long story about camp. Going to Tennessee State's basketball camp, Frankie Allen, who's the coach there, and meeting Carlos Rogers, Monty Wilson, and Anthony Mason, that pretty much made me want to win. It was time for me to, I already know how it was, how those guys treated me as a little kid.
Yeah.
I got to be around three. My mind was played overseas, lives in Atlanta now. But Carlos Rogers, Anthony Mason, you know, it's playing in the NBA.
That's right.
As a child, and they treated me nice.
That's right. God bless Mace. You know, you couldn't be a Knicks fan in the 90s and not, you know and love Anthony Mason and Carlos Rogers. You know, his story is so awesome too, man. But it's cool that we're we're bringing up these guys, man. I mean, they're heroes to guys like us, man, because, you know, I love the underdog. I love the guy that, you know, made his name from not anybody helping him. He did it, you know, and you know, that just shows that you can make it from anywhere and anything. And you don't have to be a player. You can make it as an executive. You can make it as a coach. Right now, analytics is a big thing in the league. And there's so many guys that have jobs, you know, in all professional leagues that were really good students and had a love for math, had a love for sports. And it's awesome that you can tie both in. And I will say this, as someone that has taught in the inner cities, you have a lot of people in the inner cities that love academics, that love math, that get up and go to school every day to learn. And I pray for those young people that get that path to get the jobs that they're seeking, because not everybody in the hood wants to be a basketball player. You got some people that want to be astronauts, that want to be scientists, that want to be data analytical people. So we have to give those people, you know, their shine and their due as well. There's a lot of smart kids that are in really tough situations, really tough schools, and they have to go through war zones to get to school. And they want to study and they want to, you know, learn math and learn science and change the world. They see the world differently. So kudos to them. I've taught a lot of students like that. You would cry with some of the stories, but you also look at them like, yeah, you're going to be somebody special. And I don't want to just promote athletes. I want to promote all our people, all our young people.
No doubt, Coach. And I want to say this one more thing about my father, Coach. You like this. My father still charts games on legal pads.
Wow. That's awesome. He goes, your father's a math guy, is what you're trying to say, JR.
He charts the games. He still draws up stuff. And in his head, he's in his eighth decade. He still already plays and drawing up stuff and showing it to me, asking me, what are you seeing? Are you seeing this too? Like, when I watch a game, my father, like, I'm getting quizzed still.
So, JR, what's your father's ethnicity and nationality, JR? Again, remind the people, JR.
That's my mother. But my dad's Grenadian and Barbadian.
But hold up. Say that one more time.
Grenadian and Barbadian.
Okay, so people from Jamaica and people from Ghana, we believe that we're brothers because we know our history and our lineage. So what you mean, I know your mom's Jamaican. I know your father's Ghanaian. And you said he's Bajan. He's from Barbados as well?
Yeah, Barbados, yes.
All the same people. I just wanted to point that out to the people.
Course. Yes. Yeah, he definitely still does that, man. So I'm going to watch a game with my father. I'm going to get ready. I got to have my thinking hat on, just be watching it from a coaching perspective.
That's the theme of the show, though. I started out with it being mental. That's the thing. You have to get math and science involved in sports. And, you know, as someone that you can tell, I've taught middle school math, so I've had to fight this for a long time. But I'm trying to get kids to understand, you know, when you watch ESPN and you see, you know, a receiver that scores a touchdown and they show you how his miles per hour. They show you the arc of the football being thrown. They show you now when you watch a basketball game, when there's a shot being taken, you know, how deep the shot is, you know, those things, that's all math. And somebody has to do that. And you'd be surprised how much people get paid to do that and to put that on a graphic. So for any young people watching, you don't just have to be a big time player to take care of your family and get out of your situation. You can use math and science to do that.
No doubt, folks. See, as I tell people outside, Coach, we don't plan this. This just happened. This is just organic.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, if they feel it is scripted, all I can say is, you know, kudos to the Lord and the Creator, because honestly, right before we got on, I was watching film and I was pissed with all the turnovers, and, you know, I just had to calm myself down, and, you know, I just go in a different mode. So right now, I guess I'm in teacher mode right now.
Yeah. So I love it, Coach. The Lord has put it all in us already. It just systematically, symbolically happens without a script or cue cards.
I will have to say, I don't have time to script anything. Half the time, I forget to eat during the day. So I don't have time to script anything. I got too much work to do. I've got too many responsibilities. And I've got too many sleepless nights about being in this gauntlet in the SIAC, especially on the east side right now. So ain't nothing scripted.
No doubt. Well, folks, episode 9, got your Gale Show in the books. Next week, episode 10, a milestone, 10th episode. Hopefully, I'm going to go down to an unknown place today. If I see if we get a guest for episode 10. And if not, they know who they are and they know why. But I'm going to try for such a show, Coach. Episode 10, man.
JR, I will say this, though. I need to have your dad on the show, man. We want Mr. Boss Man Senior on the show.
Yeah, the big boss man. See, he was the big boss man, so I got dubbed JR because he's because we have the same exact name, but you know, it's like, yeah, so he's, yeah, so I got it from him. He's
Get him on the show, JR. If I got to call him personally, get him on the show, man. Get him on the show.
I will chat with him today and see if he's willing to do that.
and tell him it'll be me just shutting up and just listening to him. You know, I'm big on listening to the elders speak, man. He's got a lot of history within him, so he would be so interesting to have.
No doubt, because I will ask him today when I speak with him to see what he says. All right. Well, folks, Coach Gale and I, we love this show. We'll keep going on. Episode 10 is up next, so we go and hope you enjoy episode 9. Great show. We'll see you next week. Patrick Gale Show.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.